Figured I'd try to launch Pat's podcast number 5. Yes, indeed. By golly, we are really rolling, aren't we? We are really rolling with these podcasts. We're already at podcast number 5. Here, Pat's podcast. And boy, it seems like yesterday I just started with numero uno, doesn't it? Anyway, got a lot to tell you about and stuff. I shouldn't say any buts because, you know, I got lots to tell you about. Been busy doing a lot of stuff. Been busy mostly debugging stuff. And then whatnot. Finally, the podcasts and as well as my video blog finally got approved. Finally got posted to the archive, but then I got hit with another issue. The RSS feed was not really working as it should. So as a result of that, I wound up having to, play doctor with the RSS feed and try to tweak it up and so on and so forth and try to get it up and running and whatnot. Turned out that the RSS feed that I had, the code was just all wrong. It was just bad. Plain and simple, just bad. You know, so you might say blew it up, as it were. And kind of more or less copied Adam Curry's source code. XML code. Adam, you can tar and feather me later. Okay. But anyway, I did manage to get the thing working. You know, still has the errors, but I think that's probably the feed validators. You know, I'm still not convinced the feed validators are set up to handle podcasts or video blogs for that matter. Particularly when there's when there's more than one episode in the same feed. Of course, if you listen to everybody else, it's all in my head. Anyway, at least I get the iPodder to read something other than 0 megabytes. It was always driving me nuts. You know how it is that I was able to download the complete podcasts only to find that they are 0 megabytes. I can never figure that one out. And so I spent the better part of last night as well as today debugging the thing and blowing the thing up and redoing it. I still got the one for the Pat Cook Show, you know, to do. You know, that's going to be a daunting task, you know, that's going to be a real thrill, you know, but at least I'll be able to get that done and get that over with, and so this way people can download the archives, knowing that there's actually something there, for them to download, so people won't have to do any guesswork on that and whatnot. Let's see. The last podcast, you might recall, I did a little bit of decided to go out mobile. It turns out that I know what setting not to use. As a setting that I had in mind, that being, as it turned out, instead of trying to use a setting for a 4-hour podcast, which I don't have anybody who would sit there and listen for 4 hours, especially with the telephone quality audio that it put out. So I figured, no, better use the high quality setting. I'm also thinking next time around I go out podcasting with my little DVR, digital voice recorder, take an external mic. You know, this will add some bass to the digital recording. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'll make sure I'll do that next time I go out with my DVR. Let's see. Well, the Social Security, turning to personal matters, the Social Security Administration finally figured out that they weren't going to get the money back from my mom that they allegedly that they overpaid because they fucking screwed up, and they realized they were going to have to eat it. So they returned my mom's $361 or whatever amount of money that they very kindly took out of her account. So they very kindly returned it. Too bad they didn't very kindly. Too bad they didn't do the same thing. Too bad they. Didn't send an apology with that too. But anyway, knowing the federal government, they won't admit to anything of that nature. They won't admit to anything of that nature there. So anyway, getting more and more of the contacts on Skype, podcasters and stuff. And by the way, you can now Skype me. So you want to get a hold of me in person there, whatever. If I'm around, I'll pick up. And if not, you can leave me one of those instant messages and whatnot, saying whether it's just hello or just, what's up or whatever. You can Skype me at Pat's Podcast. It's PATSPODCAST. All one word, Pat's Podcast. And I think that'll be the universal name for the that I'll use on Skype. Because, even though I do the Pat Cook Show, it's Pat's Podcast. It's pretty much the same thing. Anyway, don't really have a whole lot else to add. So I imagine this will kind of be a little short compared to the previous podcasts that we've submitted. Over the last couple of days or so, though, there hasn't been anything today on this, but over the past couple days or so, there was a huge flame war. I shouldn't say flame war, but things got really rather intense when a couple of so-called corporate marketing bigwigs decided to get on the list and, found out they couldn't exactly talk salesmanese. They were basically told where to go. We won't say where. One of them came on and said, even went so far as to say, "You are also lame." Basically referencing to us. Yours truly responded by telling him to basically take his high and mighty corporate bigwig attitude, because he signed his post with some, being some part of some group, so as a, of course, like I said, yours truly responded with something to the tune of, take your high and mighty corporate attitude and shove it. So, anyway, what can I say? My video blog is, for those of you who might be wondering, is coming along rather nicely. I am dabbling with QuickTime MPEG-4, or basically MP4. I am dabbling with that, and I suspect I probably won't be able to do much with it because I can't create MP4 files. But I can definitely, upload stuff to the archive and let them create MP4 files, which I will use in my QuickTime MP4, the version of my video blog. Windows Media version of my video blog would be a little more comprehensive, as not only will it contain videos that I make, but also some other stuff that I deem worthy of vlogging. Not quite ready to release the URL yet, so it's not quite ready for prime time yet, but I'm working on that. Another thing to keep in mind, look forward to in the near future, is the message board. That's right, Pat's podcast, the Pat Cook Show, Pat's video blog. Well, I don't know about the show. It'll probably have its own separate board, but Pat's podcast and Pat's video blog will have its own message board. That's right. No more. Pat's podcast and Pat's video blog will have its own. We'll have the message board. Both message boards it'll be a combined board of Pat's podcast and also Pat's video blog. We'll also have and stuff, and of course when there's stuff for the show, I think I'll make a separate board for that, because that's kind of a little special, because after all it is a show, I imagine that I'm hoping one of these days there'll be a way in which I can do videos, so I can have video guests, do cam-to-cam sessions and make videos and this, that, and the other. That'd be cool. That would be so, so cool to be able to capture that in video format and stuff and put all that up there and make a video blog out of it and whatnot. But, of course, it'd be just my luck. The system would go, beep, and I would have to reboot. Such is life. Hopefully, when I upgrade the motherboard in the next year or so, I'm hoping this year, I really want to get that done this year. You know, because, you know, computers are like so far along than what my motherboard, than they have been in the last couple of years or so since I upgraded last time. You know, computers are like four times faster than my current 1 gigahertz CPU. So, hey, you know, it's time to upgrade. What can I say? So, anyway, time, you know, so, you know, add a faster CPU, probably more RAM. Probably don't need disk space as much, so much, because once I get rid of those movies and get them all onto CD, burn them onto a CD. Yeah, I know they're videos, but you can still burn them on the CD and make video CDs out of them. You know, get all those off the hard drive. I would gain quite a bit of space out of that ctemp directory of mine, which is just literally cluttered with different variations of the movies that I have. And I one of these days I'm going to spend some money on a stack of CDs and just go through what I can burn and just burn it. You know, what I can't burn, I'll either delete it or try to make shrink the screen size where I can burn it. But that'd be so great to do that with the now knowing that I don't have to worry about a radio station anymore. You know, not that I don't miss it, by the way. And not that I don't miss the live broadcasting, by the way. You know, because you know, I do. You know, really, I do. But you know, I think podcasting is just the way for the future. I really do. I think podcasting is the wave of the future, and I don't think that there's anything stopping it. And whatever, you know, a lot of people might say, "Oh, well, yeah, but streaming media will still have its place." You know what? Maybe for another couple of years. You know, but I think in the end, I think podcasting video blogging will become the preferred method. Basically, downloadable videos, audio and video files. Basically, you know, meaning if it's not downloadable, if it's not downloadable, nobody's going to want to watch it or listen to it. Add that, of course, to the number of ITs who would love nothing more than to close up those ports that those multimedia players use to keep out the little gremlins, keep the little gremlins from taking down a big corporate network. And there you go. Podcasting and video blogging solve all that because people get the feeds offline. Or, you know, they get the feeds through their own bandwidth. Excuse me, I had a little frog, had a little, speaking of gremlins, had a little gremlin in my throat there. Sorry about that, guys. So anyhow, that's what I'm up to so far. Some of the latest projects and stuff that I'm feverishly trying to get done. You know, to get the video blog going, get the podcast page going. Now that I've pretty much debugged the podcasts, you know, the podcast feeds. Yeah, I know the feed validators will come up with errors, but, you know, like I said before, I don't think those feed validators were meant to, were designed to handle podcast RSS feeds. I'm sorry. You know, that's just my opinion on it. You know, I don't think they were designed with podcasting in mind, to be quite honest. That's just my honest opinion. But anyway, let me see. I knew of a couple other things. I guess this just kind of wrapping up, more or less. The podcasting, you know, like I said, the video blog page is coming, at least the Windows Media version is coming along quite nicely. The QuickTime version, I need to debug, so I suppose I'll get on that before too awful long, but that'll probably be after I get the message board up, get the podcast, at least Pat's podcast, the page for Pat's podcast set up, and probably get one, if not both, the message boards up and running. So, that's all the latest stuff on my end. Oh, one more thing. My mom was actually going to take some of that money and that she got back and try to get a printer, copier, printer, you know, image scanner, things of that nature. You know, it's basically an all-in-one. Went down to Office Max yesterday and saw that there were printers. Saw this really neat one for about $69, and there was a clearance price, by the way, down there at Office Max. I won't say where, because we kind of like to get one before they run out. But yeah, they had a 4-in-1 printer, copy and printer, and fax modem. I mean seriously, you can actually fit, and this thing had a fax setup, you know, 33.6 fax setup, as well as some other stuff. You know, $69. Unbelievable what these things, what those things are going for. But anyway, unfortunately, my mom needed the money for dental care, and that's another. And that leads me to this: why in the world won't the Veterans Administration give people pay for dental insurance? I mean, you know, don't these fucking bureaucrats know that? Dental health is part of the overall, is the same as the, is part of the overall health of a patient. My mom is the spouse of a now deceased veteran, but come on, peoples, surely, another fine example of Bush and his administration, Bush and his cronies, as I like to call them, hard at work. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars at work, representing the with President Bush, George W. Bush, leading the way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Send our men and women off to war, but when they return, provide them with a very minimum of health care. You know, in other words, just enough to get them what they need, and no more. This includes dental. What the fuck is that? You know, something is fucking wrong with this country. When the Veterans Administration, a United States agency, I might add, can't give its clients what they need. Oh, well. I guess it just goes to show that when you just what a government is like when you have a corporation. You know, when you have a corporation, namely Halliburton, when you're dealing with a corporation who seems to think that they have the federal government, namely the White House, wound around its little finger, and they can just string them along as long as they want. I can't wait till 08. I cannot wait till 08. When the dictatorship of George W. Bush will come to an end. You Republicans don't think it will happen? I'm telling you, it will happen. Not only will you Republicans no longer have Bush in office, but given the way Bush is running this country now, you guys will be lucky if you manage to get another Republican in office in that office right now. To say nothing of the fact that that you guys don't even have a decent candidate. Oh, but wait, you have Condoleezza Rice. Oh, how silly of me. Oh, yes. You mean that joke of a secretary, you mean that joke of a national security advisor who wouldn't know when she's being fucked, even if somebody had told her she was. This same woman is now in charge of the State Department. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that cruel that bitch is in charge of the State Department. And she is dictating the course for the country through this diplomacy. One can only surmise that we liberals figured out her policies on national security, so they figure, we'll just change her tune. No problem at all. And now they got her handling diplomacy. To that I say, blah, blah, blah. I actually saw one Republican strategist say, be lucky Condoleezza Rice is running. Chose not to run. Be lucky? Ha, ha, ha. I say I'm thankful she's not running. If that bitch would have run for president, if that hag would have run for president, we would be in peril. We seriously would be in peril. Because she would be one president who wouldn't even know when she's being fucked. That's a scary part of all. So yeah, Condi, glad you're not running. And oh yeah, fuck you too. I'm Pat Cook, and this has been